County's public access television station broadcasting on Comcast Channel 11. BCAC.TV provides locally produced arts, culture, information, and entertainment from the heart of downtown Chico at 500 Main Street. New to BCAC are daily broadcasts of Democracy Now, weekdays at 5 and 11 p.m. Things are changing at Comcast Channel 11, and for more information or to get involved, visit BCAC.TV. We will be back next week. Donna Smith in the studio, and I'm going to count on Jonathan King on the phone, and maybe we will have folks calling from Orlando to continue this conversation about now what. Until next time, peace out.
Anybody find me somebody to love?
Ooh. Each morning I get out my dial, can barely stand on my feet.
Take a look, take a look.
I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody,
can anybody find me somebody to love? Yeah. I work,
he works hard
every day of my life. I work till I. My heart on me, oh,
goes on
my own. I go down, my knees last right away, till the tears run down from my eyes.
Oh,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
please,
can
anybody find me
somebody to love?
Look at me. Look at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Ah. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
The sun. as I'd have said, it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listeners supported community radio, the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
And the golden ticket indicates to you that you have landed right here in wild, wacky Wednesday Wonka Land. And I am your host, Liesl, and I am here this evening with my dear friend,
Oliver.
And Oliver is here this evening to help me out with what is my final episode of Wonka Radio. After 16 years, Wonka Radio is taking a permanent hiatus. Kids, that means Wonka Radio won't be on the air officially anymore because your host here, yours truly, Liesl, is really busy and needs to focus her book time and her library time elsewhere. But we are very lucky because Oliver is getting his certification and will soon have his very own show here on KZFR, our wonderful community radio station. We don't know what that's going to look like yet, do we, Oliver?
No, not yet.
That's okay. That's okay, because we like to fly by the seat of our pants, sort of like the Lorax.
Yep.
And we're very good at that. So we'll say TBD, to be determined.
Exactly.
All right, so very good. But as I told my friend Leah, we could not end Wonka Radio without one final sharing of one of my very favorite books of all time, Skippy John Jones, written and illustrated by Judy Schachner. Now, I know there have been lots of different books about Skippy John Jones, but I would like to share with you my favorite, which is the first one. Every morning, Skippy John Jones woke up with the birds, and this did not please his mother at all. "Get yourself down here right now, Mr. Kitten Britches," said Mama Junebug Jones. "No self-respecting cat ever slept with a flock of birds, or ate worms, or flew, or did his laundry in Miss Doohickey's bird bath." The lecture went on and on as usual. "You've got some serious thinking to do before you leave this room, Mr. Fuzzy Pants, about just what it means to be a cat. Not a bird, not a mouse or a grouse, not a moose or a goose, not a rat or a bat. You need to think about what it means to be a Siamese cat. And stay out of your closet," she added, closing the bedroom door. But once he was alone, Skippy John Jones began to bounce, bounce, bounce on his big boy bed. "Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I bounce on my bed, and once or six times I land on my head." On his way down to earth from a gigantic big bounce, Skippy John Jones shot past his bedroom mirror. Holy guacamole! What was that? So up he went again, and it appeared again. Then, using his very best accent, he said, "My ears are too big for my head. My head is too big for my body. I am not a Siamese cat. I'm a Chihuahua." Back on land, Skippy John Jones climbed into his toy box and rifled through some of his old stuff. After he put on his mask and sword and climbed onto his mouse, Skippy John Jones began to sing in a muy, muy soft voice. "My name is Skipito Frisquito. I fear not a single bandito. My manners are mellow. I'm sweet like the jello. I get the job done, yes, indeedo." Oh, boy. Back in the kitchen, Jujubee, Jezebel, and Jilly Boo Jones were helping Mama Junebug Jones make lunch. "Can Skippy John come out of his room now?" asked Jujubee. "No," answered Mama Junebug Jones. "Mr. Fluffernutter is still thinking. In fact, Skippy John Jones wasn't thinking about being a Siamese cat at all. With a walk into his closet, from which you will remember he was forbidden to go, his thoughts took him down a lonesome desert road, far, far away into Old Mexico. Not long into his journey, a mysterious band of chihuahuas appeared out of the dust. "Ay, caramba! Who goes there?" said Skippy John Jones. "We go by the name of Los Chimichangos," growled Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones. "Who are you?" "I am El Skipito, the great sword fighter." Then the smallest of the small ones spoke up. "Why the mosquito, dude?" asked Poquito Tito. "I go incognito," said Skipito. "Do you like rice and beans?" asked Pintolito. "Si, I love mice and beans," said Skipito. "He might be the dog of our dreams," whispered Rosalita. "Perhaps," said Tia Mia, "if he knows the secret, the password." Leaning toward Don Diego, El Skipito half-sneezed, half-spoke the secret password into the chihuahua's very large ear. "Ah, ah, chupi-chupi-choo." "Oh, bless you," said Don Diego. "Gracias," said Skipito. "Then it is true," decreed Don Diego. "Yip, yippee, yippito. It's the end of Alfredo Buzito. Skipito is here. We have nothing to fear. Adios to the bad bumblebito." Then all of Los Chimichangos went crazy, loco. First they had a fiesta. Then they took a siesta. But after waking up, the Chimichangos got down to serious business. Using his paw, Don Diego drew a picture in the sand of the great Bumblebito for Skipito to see. A hush grew over the Chimichangos so great that one could hear a whisker drop. "Alfredo Buzito, el blimpo bumblebito bendito." "Sí," said Poquito Tito, "the bendito steals our frijoles." "No," cried Skipito, outraged, "not your beans." "Sí," Poquito continued, "red beans, black beans, Boston baked and blue, cocoa, coffee, kidney beans, pinto and jelly too. And now he comes for us." "Por qué?" asked Skipito. "Because we are full of the beans too." Then Don Diego stood tall, and in his most somber voice he declared, "Yo quiero frijoles." "Huh? The dude wants his beans back," said Poquito Tito, "and you're the dog for the job." "Me?" asked Skipito. Then all of Los Chimichangos turned towards Skipito, the great sword fighter. But poor Skipito had no time for a plan, because in the blink of an eye, a gigantic shadow darkened the landscape. Los Chimichangos scattered in all directions. "Vamos, Skipito, or it is the bandito you will be eaten by." Skipito stood his ground, but his legs shimmied and shook like the jello, and his teeth chattered like the castanets. Then in a muy, muy soft voice, he said, "My name is Skipito Frisquito. I fear not a single bandito." But Alfredo Buzito flew straight for Skipito until the bean-eating bandito hovered only inches away from the great sword fighter's face. "Holy frijoles!" cried Skipito, and he thrust his sword into the air, and suddenly went the bandito, landing on Skipito's sword, and quicker than one could say, chihuahuas, cheese, and crackers, every kind of bean came spilling out of Alfredo Buzito, the bumblebito bandito. Then all of the doggies burst into song. "Yip, yippee, yippito. Our hero is El Skipito. He's the dog of our dreams who delivered the beans, and now we can make our burritos." But back at home, there was such a ruckus coming from Skippy John's room that Mama Junebug Jones and the girls just had to find out what was going on. They raced down the hall to the kitty boy's room. "Panguito, Crashito, Papito, Skippito!" And just in time to see Skippy John's closet exploding. Then out flew candy beanbag doggies and the kitty boy with his birthday piñata on his head. "Skippy John Jones!" everyone cried. "Hola, muchachitas!" Mama Junebug Jones lifted up Skippy John and covered his head with furry, purry kisses. "What am I going to do with you, Mr. Coco Pugs?" she scolded. That night, when he was supposed to be going to sleep, Skippy John began to bounce and bounce on his big boy bed. Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones with a mind of my own, and I'll bounce on my bed for hours. I know I'm a cat, but forget about that. Say goodnight, Skippy John Jones, called his mama. Buenas noches, mis amigos, said Skippy John Jones.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, au revoir.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
So long, farewell, au revoir, au revoir. Goodbye.
A sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I flee.
And that, of course, was The Sound of Music. And you are here on Wonka Radio with our very last episode of Wonka Radio. I'm Liesl, here this evening with...
Oliver.
Oliver. You have to say that extra deep, don't you?
Oliver.
And Oliver. And we just heard the very first book of the Skippy John Jones saga by Judith Schachner. And we are continuing with our Mr. Fluffernutter Naughty Pants stories here with Kitty Cats tonight. What have you got for us, Oliver?
I got Splat the Cat, Good Night, Sleep Tight, created by Rob Scodden.
All right. Very cool. All right. Hit it.
Okay. Splat was happy. It was almost night. He was getting ready to camp under the moonlight. Everything is just right, Splat told his mom. I have my sleeping bag. I have my flashlight.
And I have a surprise, said Splat's mom. Let's go outside.
Mom and Splat went into the garden. They pulled back the tent flaps. Splat, he peered inside the tent. Two sets of eyes peered back.
Say hello to Spike and Plank, said Splat's mom. They are camping here tonight.
Splat felt his whiskers wobble with fright. Mom, whispered Splat. I don't like Spike.
You might like him better if you spent some time together, said Splat's mom. You'll see. Everything will be just right.
I'm hungry, said Spike. What did you bring for me to eat?
I have some fish cakes,
Splat said.
Yum,
said Spike. He gobbled them up in delight. Mm-hmm-hmm, tasty.
Look, said Splat.
The stars are so bright. I see at least a million.
I see 71, said Plank.
I see nothing, said Spike.
But two silly cats, looking at the moonlight.
It's getting late, said Splat. Let's try to sleep.
But Plank could not rest.
My sleeping bag is much too tight, he said.
Plank tossed, he turned, he struggled, stretched, and strained.
Rip! You're welcome, said Spike.
Splat was just about to fall asleep when something felt wrong. He saw a dark shadow creep up the tent wall.
Run for your lives, Splat shouted with all his might. Splat!
Oh my.
Spike laughed.
Did I give you a fright?
What's the big deal, said Spike. Everything is all right. Splat did not think so, but he was too tired to pick a fight. One by one, Splat's whiskers dropped. One by one, his eyes shut tight. Suddenly, Spike sprang up. What's wrong, said Splat. There's something strange crawling up my leg, yelled Spike.
Mommy, screamed Spike.
He scrambled out of his sleeping bag. He stumbled out of the tent. When Spike took flight, he took the whole tent down with him.
Crash. Oh, c'est moi, said Splat.
It was just you.
It's all right, Spike.
Come back, said Splat and Plank. We will protect each other for the rest of the night.
Promise? Sniffled Spike.
Promise, said Splat.
Now good night, said Splat. Sleep tight, said Splank.
See you in the morning light, said Spike. For three friends who camped out that night, everything turned out just right.
Oh, and the Splat saga continues. Oh, I'm so glad everything worked out for them. Have you ever felt like that when you had to camp out, Oliver?
Yeah, especially when I camp out with some cats.
Oh, yeah, camping out with cats is pretty challenging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd camp out with Skippy John Jones, though.
Yeah, me too. Maybe not Splat, but...
Yeah, Skippy John, did you know I have a cat named Skippy John Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't actually look like the Skippy John Jones in the book, and he's not as naughty, but by gosh, he's awfully cute.
Cool.
So we are going to wrap up our very our ultimate edition here of Wonka Radio. This is after 16 years. This is our last official Wonka Radio show, and I'm really happy. Thank you for spending this special moment with me, Oliver. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And we have had all kinds of cat stories for you this evening. We have had obviously Skippy John Jones, Splat the cat. And we've got kind of a fun little takeoff here on the, if you give a moose a muffin, if you give a pig a pancake. Remember any of those other titles?
If you give
a mouse a
burrito?
That would be pretty cool if you gave a mouse a burrito. I think it's cookie. Okay. But anyway, this one's called If You Gave a Cat a Cupcake. And this whole series is written by Laura Numeroff, illustrated by Felicia Bond. If you give a cat a cupcake, he'll ask for some sprinkles to go with it. When you give him the sprinkles, he might spill some on the floor. Cleaning up will make him hot, so you'll give him a bathing suit and take him to the beach. That's what I would do with my cat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. He'll want to go in the water and build a sandcastle too. Then he'll look for seashells. He'll find a few other things as well. Maybe an old fan, a mermaid, a beach towel. Oh, who knows? He'll put them in his pail and try to pick it up, but it will be too heavy. He'll decide he needs to go work out at the gym. First, he's going to warm up on the treadmill. Then he'll lift a weight or two. He might even try a karate class. After the gym, he'll want to go to the park. When you get there, he'll see the rocks. He'll climb as high as he can go. At the top, he'll see the lake. He'll want you to take him rowing. He'll be the captain, and you'll have to row. Then he'll notice the merry-go-round and want to go for a ride. He'll want you to go for a ride, too. You'll choose the horse with the purple mane, and he'll get on the whale. The whale will remind him of the science museum, and he'll ask you to take him there. First, he'll find the dinosaurs. Then, he'll visit the Hall of Apes. When the museum closes, you'll be the last to leave. On the way home, you'll pass by the beach. You'll help him gather all of his things. Then he'll want to race you. When you get home, he'll empty the sand from his shoes. He might spill some on the floor. Seeing the sand on the floor will remind him of the sprinkles. He'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if you give him some sprinkles, he'll want a cupcake to go with them. Oh, I love how that story makes a full circle. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Would you give a cat a cupcake?
Yeah, with a lot of sprinkles.
A lot of sprinkles. What kind of sprinkles do you think they would like? Catnip sprinkles?
Yeah.
Or sugary sprinkles?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Oh, rainbow sprinkles. I like that. It's very thoughtful of you. All right. Well, we have shared some wonderful stories here with you, as I said, on our final official episode of Wonka Radio here on the amazing and wonderful KZFR.
Wonka Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Old Gold Jewelry, serving the community since 1988 with a full-service jewelry store in downtown Chico. Old Gold also buys estate, broken and silver gold jewelry of all kinds at 225 Main Street in the Garden Walk Mall, Unit 3, and can be reached by calling 891-4610. Wonka Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Harris Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harris and Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support services for non-profit organizations and more. To teach Harris and Daly Wright, call 895-1209.
All right, and don't touch that dial. The rest of the evening's going to be fantastic. Grant is here bringing you Radio Radix this evening, so don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us on KZFR, whether you're listening at 90.1 on the FM dial or you are streaming us live on a browser or our app, which you can find in those places where apps reside.
I think it's called the App Store.
The App Store. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for that.
All right, so here we go. We're signing off here for the last time, officially, on Wonka Radio. We're going to leave you with a little food for thought.
Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to